David Worley's here this morning from BTU. How are you today?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you
good
this morning?
You like clear skies and all that kind of stuff? That
oh, we do. Yeah, it's about time after this last winter that we've had.
So. You know, and that's really going to be interesting, the different infrastructure things. I mean, it was different for us, but gosh, do you have buddies in the Northeast? Do you talk to anybody?
I do. Actually, I was talking to some friends at co-ops up in the upper Midwest, and we have it really, really good. You know, they... all of them are saying they had the coldest winter they ever had, and I heard stories about pipes freezing, even water mains freezing 8 feet down. And
oh, my.
They basically just have to kind of wait till the weather warms, so they have to work around.
And then you'll see what you've got after that, and then roads, too, I'm sure that they're going to be torn up.
We have it pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, we talk about it from time to time. 1,400 people a day move to Texas, and to some extent, I kind of want to keep it a little bit of a secret.
We don't
need a whole bunch of folks more. I mean, we'd like to broaden the tax base and make the utility base bigger and all those things, but, at the end of the day, we kind of like...
Yeah, I'm afraid the secret's out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it probably is. Hey, so what brings you in this morning?
Well, this time of year, we always like to remind everybody that we have our smart home program. It's been going on about a year, was widely accepted last year. It does offer some incentives, and it's for folks that want to upgrade their house to insulation projects. If you have, from a 0 to 22 insulation rating in your attic, you qualify. If you're a BTU customer, you can give us a call, and we'll give you an application and start working with you. We do also rebates for solar screens. Those are just a very, very good thing to have in the summertime in this part of the world on your east or west-facing windows. They're inexpensive, easy to put on, and they pay for themselves in short order.
That's probably one of the easiest, and I mean, you can tell the difference obviously when you walk in the room. If you've got solar screens now, you should be able to really feel it.
Yeah, you
difference.
Get instant comfort with them, and they're not expensive, not hard to put on. We also pay rebates for window replacements, and that's another good thing. You know, when you've been in a house or a house has been built for 15 or 20 years, the windows really start to degrade, and the windows nowadays are just so much better. The low E qualities hold a lot of the sun out, and of course they seal up a lot better.
Yep. These guys are like the dentist. You know, dentist tries to protect your teeth so they'll last forever, and you guys are trying to help people really save money.
That's
I mean,
us.
You
we,
are.
We try to help you use less of our products. So,
well, and I always like to talk to you. If they want some more information on this, what do they do?
Just contact or go to the website at www.btutilities.com or just give us a call at the BTU offices.
Okay. Any thoughts on what's going on in the energy landscape? Because, again, I'm kind of geeky about that. And then, again, with 1,400 people a day, moving to Texas, there's going to be a tremendous demand on all sorts of things, including the grid.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're really blessed right now to have all this oil and gas production in the state. Natural gas has gotten very inexpensive, and the marginal price of energy in the wholesale market in Texas is driven by gas. And
mm-hmm.
so, of course, we have a lot of our production on generation comes from our coal plant. And coal plant is cheap over time and very, very predictable, and that's the kind of things we like. So most of our 24-hour-a-day type power comes from coal, which is always a blessing. But anything over that base load, what we call, the stuff that you need all the time,
mm-hmm.
Anything over that is peaking energy. And peaking energy, the cheaper gas is, the better it is. So it's able to help us hold down our costs.
Sure. We hear a lot from a political standpoint, so I kind of like to get your thoughts from a business standpoint about coal. There are a lot of people who don't like coal. A lot of states up in the Northeast, I think about West Virginia and that area where coal is really important.
Mm-hmm.
But is that dirtier coal than we have that we're burning and processing?
I understand
down in Texas?
It is. I think the sulfur content is higher mm-hmm. in eastern coal. We get... coal out of Wyoming, and Powder River Basin coal is some of the best you can get. I started my career 30-plus years ago at a coal plant, so I love coal.
Well,
I love coal plants,
well.
But the coal plants now are much, much cleaner. The coal plant that we're partners with Denton Garland and Greenville on out of Carlos, Gibbons Creek, is a top-notch plant. It's got scrubbers on it and is as clean as you can make them.
There you go. That's David Worley. He's the Group Manager of Business and Customer Operations at BTU. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Take care.
Yep. We visit with the folks from Bryan on Thursdays. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.